Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Here we go. This is going to be a little... We haven't done this before, this much recording together.
Oh, wait. We probably have.
Have we?
I feel like we must have, like, back when we were chaotic and I was traveling a lot.
True.
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I drank a lot.
That always
then.
Felt so different, though, because we lived together. So it was just kind of, like, rolling into the pot. And then we probably, like, we're like, you want to just do this one later?
And like, then I'm tonight? Like, I need a burrito now. I'll do it later. Yeah. You're right. This is the more professional... environment, right?
I was gonna say, don't get your hopes up. That is gonna go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome.
Oh
to
my
Beach
God, we're recording.
Sandy.
Sorry,
you know we're recording.
I didn't know. I thought you would.
You knew.
Oh my gosh!
I thought
everybody were
playing a fun game of real, raw, unscripted.
No, that was real.
It All was real, it. Raw, and unscripted.
Yeah, but it wasn't a game. That game of real.
Well, I was having a great time.
Wow.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we. Our siblings
who read shitty reviews.
Yes, from the internet. We are very excited. We're recording 2 episodes today. Should be interesting. Sometimes when we record a lot, it becomes, I feel like the room becomes like depleted of oxygen or something because we get into a really, really strange headspace.
Yeah, it's better for you all. Content-wise, you'll love it. Our mental health, not
yeah,
so great.
It's worse for us and our medical providers, but it's probably better for you. So welcome. We're doing swimming pools today, episode 132. And that was suggested by me.
Thank you, me.
You're welcome. I wanted to give you credit. I mean, myself. I was talking to myself.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to, before we start, say a very exciting update, which is that it was my birthday. That's not the exciting update. Because you guys already knew that, right? Right? So the update is that Alexander gave me a present. And the present was given to me at a little cookout dinner situation in front of a lot of people who certainly don't listen to our podcast.
Strange timing.
But it was the best gift I've ever received. And I haven't talked about it much to Zandy because I wanted to wait till we were on air. And yesterday Blaze said, have you talked to Alexander about that gift? And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, you need to tell him how great it is.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I will. All right. Jeez.
Everyone was very excited. Like the few people I told about it, they were like,
it's
what?
Just
and I'm like, okay, I it just felt natural.
What if I just don't tell them now what it was?
Yeah.
I should tell you. So Alexander bought, first I opened a postcard and I was like, what are all these small cats? Oh, they're in battle. Oh my God. This is from the Civil War Tales. Wait, I don't want to mess it up. He's wearing the t-shirt covered in some burrito stains. Civil War Tales at the Homestead Diorama Museum. Okay, that was where Alexander purchased my gift.
And if you'll remember, a few episodes in our Obscure Museum episode a few episodes ago, Christina brought a review from there.
Actually,
to the table.
Carolyn brought it to the table.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn, the subject was Civil War Museum with Cats, and obviously I read it on air, and it was about some, it was a review complaining that there were cats in the dioramas.
They were like,
the
they didn't get it, right?
They didn't totally
understand.
Get it, which, like, how could you not get it? But that's besides the point. And so let me go get the gift here. Do you want to describe it?
Yes. On their site, they offer custom-made dioramas. And there are different options.
Oh my God.
And I thought, okay, well, she has 2 cats.
Yep.
1 black cat, 1 white cat, Juniper and Mooniper, not in that order, sorry. Mooney and Junie. Mooney's a black one, Junie's a white one.
Or Moonshine, as the Kentuckians call him.
Yeah. And so I asked for them to be riding on horses into battle.
Course.
And I chose both for them to both be Union side by side instead
of
fighting.
That was the first thing he reassured me. They're both dressed as Union soldiers.
Mm-hmm. I figured that was
there was an option for Confederate.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't live in Kentucky, like farther, like closer to the whole Confederate.
Yeah, if it were less
things,
like kind of real and in my face anyway, maybe it would have been funnier. Yeah. But I agree. I appreciate the Union decorum.
I thought that's a little more appropriate. Anyway, so they're just riding on 2 horses in the. I It was amazing. They were so great to work with. And it was funny because I emailed them and it was Rebecca who I worked with. And I was like, oh, it's only a few weeks away, the birthday. Like, I'll pay extra for expedited shipping or anything rush. But I said, but if it doesn't come in time, don't worry. Like, no stress either way. And I was all like worked up about it. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll start working on it right now. And she was like, this is perfect.
The craftsmanship
is
really excellent. I mean, it's beautiful. And Moon and June have their mouths open like they're shouting into battle.
Screaming obscenities at Confederate soldiers.
I mean, they're holding swords. This is just the best gift I've ever received. We're going to post a photo of it on Instagram at Beach to Sandy because I just need to share this with the world. I called it a snow globe because it is kind of like a snow globe shape. But it is like a miniature diorama. And I put it actually next to my Dilbert candy machine, which is how you know how important it is to me.
Yeah.
And I got a t-shirt, and Zany got a matching t-shirt, although it's not matching anymore because it has burrito juice on it.
It's completely stained the first day I wore it. it's also above Patrick Stump. That's pretty...
It is actually above, which Blaze gave me for my birthday, a Funko Pop of Patrick Stump. So, sorry, Blaze. Is this what you wanted, me to talk about how great the gift was? Because here it is.
It's funny, when I first told him about it, he said, you know... This is hard for me to say, but I think this should go on the shelf above the Patrick Stump Funko Pop that I gave her. And I was
It's perfectly organized now, my little shelf. So anyway, thank you, Zandy. That was the best gift ever. and then yesterday when I came over for dinner, you were wearing the IPPL shirt and everything. And I just realized like how many wonderful institutions we've discovered.
Yes, so true.
As a result of this podcast.
It's so true.
And how many animals are related to these institutions?
Some weird stuff.
Weirdly all animal related. But
we've got some weird stuff.
Thank you, everybody. And there was a time I bought you that Carol Baskin.
Oh, I wear that sometimes. I would just want to drink beer and rescue Bob Cats shirt.
It's just strange. No, I think it was a mug.
I have a shirt, too.
You do have a shirt, too. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I know that was kind of a long derail. I'm sorry, but I just had to kind of tell you all how important this was to me. So thank you, Carolyn, for even bringing it. Oh, see, Carolyn actually visited the museum, so.
I'm so jealous. I plan to go back.
I'm sorry, Carrie. She put in the signature. I shouldn't have assumed the name from the email heading, but Carrie. So thank you, Carrie. She changed my life, so I appreciate that. And Alexander and I might do a little road trip. Maybe we can get a big bus.
A big bus? Why would we need a big bus? Just you and me? Okay.
No, we could do a big field trip for everybody.
Okay. Just everybody.
Everyone who wants to go.
Okay. So sign up. Go to beach2sandy.com.
Go to patreon.com.
Patreon.com. Give us lots of money, and we might include you on the bus. That's what it is.
Anyway, now we have a really chaotic episode planned.
Here we go. It's... swimming pools, public pools.
Here's something bad that I did.
What?
Oh. I brought so many reviews that I don't actually know how to fit them all into an episode.
Shit.
Sorry.
We'll figure it out. It'll be in there.
So I'm just going to, I guess, go now.
Yeah, so let's get started before we waste any more time.
Okay. I'm sorry. Waste time.
No.
Let's just say we got so many emails about pools. So many. I mean, I think there are probably 40 or 50 in there. Mm-hmm. And I read every single one. I couldn't fit all of them. And some of them came like after I finished my notes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I apologize if I didn't use them. But I did read them and they gave me a lot of joy. And I put them all in a folder. So if I don't read them, please do not take it personally. I really had to be so selective this time around because I actually have so many freaking reviews. So thank you to everybody who sent them in. They did not get sent to us in vain. So this is from Dylan, who uses they, them pronouns. Thank you, Dylan. I also want to say one thing while we're just, you know, delaying
the
inevitable. There was an episode recently where I said Finn, who uses they, them pronouns. And when you listen back, I think two people wrote in and said, I think you said he uses they, them pronouns, but I was saying who uses they, them.
Yeah,
anyway.
You just did it again. And
I just did it again.
But it was who. You said who again. But
who
I
just want to clarify if anyone was like, oh, Christine, bad look. I was saying who, but it probably slurred in my really distinctive, beautiful voice.
I heard who, both in person and editing.
It was written
editing.
In my notes as who. So, I just don't want anyone to think I like just blatantly misgendered somebody as I was
giving
their literal pronouns.
Like, and then like, yeah.
And everyone who wrote, I mean, the two people who wrote were very, very kind. And and like, okay, you know, they understood, but I just felt bad. So hopefully Finn didn't think that, but yes. Just in case, I want them to know that that was my really bad eloquence, you know? Okay, so this is from Dylan. Dylan uses they, them pronouns. Thank you, Dylan. So this is a link to TripAdvisor, and the review is of the Gateway Hotel pool. Oh, P.S. They wrote in the email that this is not a public pool, but like it was just worth keeping. So
okay.
I'm already starting.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say pool. Okay.
I'm sorry. But you know what? Just get used to it. Okay. We were recommended this hotel by friends from Mumbai who accompanied us during what was meant to be a memorable end to our month-long journey in India. It was memorable, all right, but for all the wrong reasons. My wife and I were too embarrassed to express how we felt, since our friends were heralding it to be a Taj resort. Yes, the decor was tired and dated. What I wasn't counting on was a private wedding party in the grounds surrounding the swimming pool. The task of buying our swimming costumes beforehand was cumbersome. Imagine the dismay when turning up at the pool to find the area surrounding was occupied by waiters preparing dining arrangement for that evening's private function. As if that wasn't bad enough, once we decided we wouldn't let the lack of privacy spoil our enjoyment having traveled hours to get there, and as a token gesture to take a hurried dip in the pool before guests arrived, we were disgusted at the debris floating in the pool. Leaves, insects, including a dead wasp, and newspaper was the final straw. We brought this to the attention of nearby staff, who felt for some reason it was okay to fob us off by saying the area was reserved for private guests. We walked to the front desk in our swimwear to complain to management and were advised that the pool would be cleaned right away. By then, we were put off by the whole experience. Images attached may not translate to the sickening feeling of ingesting a mouthful of insect secretions.
Oh, why are you ingesting any of the water of this water?
You're not supposed to swallow it.
There's our problem.
You're not supposed to swallow it, but
this person just does not have much life experience or something if they're swallowing pool water.
A lot of people were like, it tastes so much like chlorine. I'm like, why is everyone tasting it? Stop drinking it.
Like, that's a good, like, what do you want it to taste like?
First of all, exactly, good point. Okay. The images attached may not translate to the sickening feeling of ingesting a mouthful of insect secretions, even if the leaves had been removed. We received an apology by the manager and the person in charge of keeping the pool clean, saying he was tending to the jacuzzi at the time. This really is not acceptable and very ill-judged on the hotel's part to expect guests to accede, which we did on account of not making it uncomfortable for our friends. I assure you, they're already uncomfortable after all.
What a sacrifice, though.
You walked up to the front in a swim costume or whatever you
and
called it.
They're not guests here, right? Like, this is, they're visiting, because didn't the staff say this is only for private guests?
No, they're having a wedding party.
Yeah, but
they
then,
are staying here because more here about their stay.
But still, okay, we can continue if you want.
We can stop at insect secretions, but I'll just read you the rest anyway. And to top it off, in order to relieve the tensions caused by the previous day's events, I decided to have an oil massage first thing in the morning. The session was constantly interrupted by staff and guests chatting away on mobile phones immediately outside the door. The final nail in the coffin was in the coffee shop where we had our breakfast. A strand of hair neatly folded into the napkin made me want to puke. I didn't wish to make a formal complaint at the time, but I did inform the restaurant staff while handing the napkin back. On the whole, given the consistency and poor standards at this property, the charming smiles do very little to make up for what was a despicable experience. It felt as if this substandard culture was ingrained over the years, and the staff were either aware of this, but impotent to influence senior management.
Jesus.
My wife even spotted a bed bug. Oh, wait, there was a line I missed somewhere.
How could you tell?
Because there was something there was a phrase that I like really was excited for, and I accidentally skipped it.
Wasn't the impotent line? Okay.
It was right before the massage. I apologize. I missed the sentence. It didn't get better. The jacuzzi was slippery. The main rooms were full of cracks in the walls, gaps in the windows exposing us to warm air and insects from the outside. Okay. I just want to point
that
out.
Not the indoor insects. Okay.
Just the insects were coming in from the outside. My wife even spotted a bed bug, but it was too small to show on camera. I did take a couple of pics, but it just appears as a blur, hence image not included. I'm beginning to wonder whether the Gateway is part of the Taj group of hotels at all, and if it is, are the standards as dire in other cities like Delhi or Mumbai? End of review. And now, I will say there are pictures. They're the least impressive.
I'm not surprised at all.
It's literally like a fly in a giant, beautiful pool.
This is exhausting to listen to. I can't imagine traveling with this person.
Like, here's the pool and there's the bug.
What?
And this is a beautiful granite
the
walkway.
Pool looks fine.
There's a beautiful granite walkway and there's a little bug in it. I don't even think that's a wasp. It looks like a fly.
I don't get it. And also, like, there's a hair. And I was like, uh-oh, where's this hair? In the napkin. I'm like, whatever. Just use the other side or just get... Like, why are you... I didn't issue a formal complaint. It's like, well, good. You would have looked ridiculous.
I issued an informal complaint, actually.
Yeah, they did. They brought it back and got their napkin. Why are they still complaining about it? It's in hair. Get a napkin. Hair goes places.
Alexander, the amount of insect secretions that he swallowed just really messed with his thought process. And I don't think we can hold him accountable for anything that happened after that. The amount of, he thinks it's the insect secretions. I think it was all the chlorine he swallowed actually did some damage.
Probably. Yeah.
He thinks it was the one wasp, but no.
Oh my God.
Which I love. It's one of those people who's like, you can clean all the bugs out, but I know the secretions are still in there. It's like, well, okay. I mean, they're going to be in there, right? Like, no matter what. I mean, they're not in there, to be clear. But
they're not. Are you sure? How can you tell?
Because when I go to a pool, I completely suspend any sort of knowledge I have of what's actually in there.
I mean, children pee in there. Like,
a lot worse things happen than one wasp's secretions. Mm-hmm.
It's a pool.
It's just kind of what you have to do.
Take a shower afterwards. I don't know.
Anyway, deal. That was the longest one I have. I wanted to get that out of the way.
I'm glad you... I don't know. I didn't want to hear it. But
thank you, Dylan.
I'm glad it's out of the way, I guess.
I apologize for how long that was.
No,
but
it's the content, Christina.
It's the hashtag content.
It's the content
need.
That I didn't like at all.
Just wanted to bum us out in the beginning. So your turn.
Okay. Here's a review, a 3-star review of Mount Healthy City Pool in Mount Healthy, Ohio.
Oh.
It was by Steve. 3 stars. They gonna call the cops on you if you curse. That's what they did to me. There's a response from the owner.
Uh-oh.
Steve, thank you for making the public aware that our facility does not tolerate racist language or profanity, especially after being given a warning. We strive to keep our pool family friendly for all our patrons.
My God. I mean... Mm-hmm. I was like, swearing? Okay. That's not swearing.
No,
like, slurs are not swearing. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah. I'm not surprised someone thought it was, and that's how they took it. Anyway, yeah.
And they called the police, is that what it said?
Yeah. So apparently they got the police called on them.
Mm, this guy thinks that, like, he'll convince people that all I said was, holy shit. And
but usually, what's funny is they made it a 3-star review, not even a 1-star review.
Maybe they kind of know.
They might. They Maybe must. They know. Must. They must be like, yeah, I was
I did
mostly
cross
at
the line
here,
a little bit.
But
I'm now in jail.
But
so.
I got to warn all my other profane people.
All my
going
racist
there.
Friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Great. I have one here. This was sent in by Claire. And this is a review of a swimming pool in Vandalia, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called the Castle Hills Swimming Pool.
That sounds nice.
It's actually spelled Cassel, Cassel.
Sounds less nice now.
Yeah. So I love that Claire, she put lowest, sort by lowest, which that's the way to do it, folks,
yeah, agree.
If you're searching. And Walter left 1 star. I did not say that I hated this place. You did. It's closed. End of review. So I don't know who's...
Was it like...
Arguing with whom, but...
Yeah, wait. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to come up with some sort of notification.
Wait, maybe Google was like...
I hate this place.
No, like,
what do you think?
You hate this place.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I hate this place.
Because what seemingly...
And so do you. And then Walter said,
everyone hates this place.
I didn't. Okay. What is
like, okay, here's the thing.
Tell
I think
me.
What happened, I mean, I have absolutely no, to be clear, I have no idea what happened. But I think the implication is that Google or somebody said, you don't like this place. And he said, I didn't say that. You did.
Yeah. But why would Walter
maybe
go?
Maybe he gave it a one star and Google was like, sorry, you don't like it here. And he's like, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I just gave it a one star because I'm
that must be
I'm
it.
Walter.
Actually,
I don't
could
know.
Be it. That could be it. That could be it. And
I
then
feel
maybe
like maybe Google was just trying to be nice, but put words in Walter's mouth.
Yes, I think that makes sense.
With the assumption that a one star review meant anything at all. But anyway, I did not say that I hated this place.
You did.
You did. Which I love that. Also, he's probably talking to Google. You said that, not me.
Okay, I've got my next. Pool, actually. I have two from them, but I'll just read one at a time. This is a Venetian pool in Coral Gables, Florida. And on the website, because I went to the website, right at the top, it has some bold letters and it says, parents take note, children under 3 are not allowed at the pool. I assume, I don't know, I didn't explain why, but
poopy diapers.
Safety or something, maybe like the lifeguards aren't trained for
or
the,
that.
Something, or poopy
infant
diapers.
CPR.
Regardless, that is the rule, and it is at the top of their website. Okay. I immediately found it when I went to their website. Anyway, here is a review. This is by Valerie, 1 star. I drove 40 minutes to get here to be refused entry because my 8-month-old son is not allowed on the premises at all. I told the lady at the entry window that we will hold him and he will not go into the pool if that is the case. She said, no, he is not allowed around the pool area at all and we cannot enter with him. This is very disappointing since we drove so far and my child is my responsibility, so why refuse him entry if he has 2 parents with him? Apparently, if you have kids under 3 years old, you cannot bring them here. I am calling Channel 7 News. End of review.
And Channel 7 News says, yeah, we are also attending this pool, and we know that you can't bring small children.
There's a huge expose, though.
Oh, was there?
On Valerie.
Oh, just on Valerie.
Valerie
herself.
Was like, wrote to Channel, called Channel 7 News, and Channel 7 News flipped the script.
Yeah, they said, we found a story,
they
but it's
said,
not
you know
what you think.
Yeah, they were like, okay, tell us more. Come into our building, and we will talk to you about all of this, and...
Valerie mic
just,
you up.
Valerie, my goodness, Christina, the things that Valerie's done in her life. I can't even talk about it here.
I don't doubt it. I also like that I'm going to... I will hold him the whole time and he won't go into the pool, which makes it sound like if you set him down, like he might kind of like wiggle his way in. It's like, that seems not comforting.
It sounds like the kind of parent that'll be like, yeah, totally my responsibility. I got it. But the moment that the child goes and does something it's not supposed to, it's like, it's your place. Like, you need to be watching and like your lifeguards aren't doing anything.
Money. Yeah, God. I saw a lot of those.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, the next one I have is from Anna. Anna sent in a review of a pool, seemingly in Connecticut, and Sandra left a 1-star review. Was a member there for a long time. They treated me so bad because I sang and was always happy. Don't join there. It is expensive, and they have no use for you.
Oh.
Here's a response from business employee Michelle. Hi, Sandra. While we are sad that your relationship with us ended on a sour note, we feel compelled to reiterate that we received and discussed with you a number of complaints from other members and staff regarding your conduct, particularly during group fitness classes.
Oh, Sandra, what are you doing?
She's just too happy.
Sandra, I don't think that's the problem.
She sings. I mean, if you're singing during a fitness class, like, please stop.
Yep. This,
like,
exact,
I don't know
this just sounds like someone who just does not understand how their actions can be just disruptive while everyone else is like, Sandra, please stop.
Sandra, we're begging you.
Oh my gosh.
This is like a meditation class and you keep singing Beyonce. Like, oh, I don't know what could possibly be happening, but it just doesn't sound good. We met with you privately several times and provided you with multiple notices on the matter. We wish you well in your future endeavors and best regards, Michelle.
Man, Michelle's like, good riddance,
Michelle's
but
like,
I can't
finally
type that, so let me just drag it out a bit.
Fine. She Googled, like, kind ways to cut the cord, kind ways to close the door on that's literally toxic relationships.
The kind of stuff I Google all the time. Yeah. I do that so much.
How to set boundaries.
Yep. Yep,
in a kind one. But assertive way. I said that way too quickly and easily rolled off the tongue. But yeah, I feel like.
Is that bookmarked for you?
Probably. It's probably a BuzzFeed listicle I have somewhere. Oh, no. But yeah, Sandra, sometimes people like aren't appreciated in their time, you know?
Your time will come, Sandra.
Sandra, someday someone will love you so much for your singing.
Well, hopefully that's already happened.
I'm sure there will, but someday a pool will love you. Oh, okay. And a fitness class. You'll find the right fit, you know? Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't know if it's the Venetian pool, but I'm doing another review from there.
It's probably not.
Probably not. This is pretty similar energy here. This is from Mia, 1 star. This is supposed to be a place to enjoy with your family, but you are banned from getting in if you have a baby younger than 3 years old. Even if he is not getting into the pool, he simply can't be there. Is that even legal? I felt discriminated from having a baby, and so my older kid was not able to enjoy the pool. Terrible! End of review.
Oh no, is this a world that I'm entering now too? Of like,
it sounds like
I'm being
you in
discriminated
the future, yeah.
against for being
as a mother,
as a cisgender woman with a child. I feel that I'm being discriminated against.
Is this how it feels? Oh my gosh,
because
I need to change my ways.
Child is being judged for his age. I mean, I don't know. Oh, I just no. like exhausting. Exhausting. Actually, you know what? I have one that goes really well with that. Let me find it. So this reminded me so much of an email that we received from Erica, who said, I've never been so excited to hear about a weekly challenge. I present to you a wormhole of public pool reviews. So maybe 2 weeks ago, a day club / public pool with a bar called Tapo Day Club opened up here in Buffalo. A few days after opening, a picture circulates on social media about the dress code for this pool. It's ... bad. It's not even thinly veiled racism. It's just full blown. We don't want anyone who's not white and affluent coming to our pool. So it got destroyed with reviews. Some very serious, some very not, but like also very funny because it's like they're just calling it out, you know? So I'm not going to read the rules yet. I'm just going to read some of the reviews that are serious. Here's a review by Marsha. Was denied entry because my swimsuit doesn't have a belt.
What?
And yes, that is a rule.
Okay, I was like, this is there now.
That's
just
a literal
like,
rule.
I thought that was like a like kind of like a satire. They're like, oh, like that's how
no,
bad.
That's an actual serious like review. There are a couple of those. Let's see. This one's a less serious one. This is by Tony, 1 star. I got in trouble for throwing an underwater tea party. Everyone was out of dress code. So there's that. Here's another serious review, I believe. 1 star.
I believe.
It's hard to tell because it's so outrageous.
Yeah,
that, like,
yeah, true. That belt thing, I did not think.
The belt thing
I would
is
not
serious.
Think that's serious. So.
I know. 1 star by Colin. Was denied because I wore my Bills jersey. As I walked away, the security guard coughed and let the door open just a sliver. To my chagrin, I saw a large group motionless smiling at me. They were all wearing Kansas City jerseys as they waved.
Wait, what?
I think they were like, I think that there's a power trip going on here where the security's like, basically the rules are at security's discretion.
Oh,
you're allowed in or you're not allowed in.
Got it.
And I assume what was happening is the security guard was like, nope.
Yeah.
But look who I did let in. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Kind of like that Nathan For You episode where they're like, they hire a security guard and say at a clothing store and say, anyone that you find attractive is allowed to shoplift so that they'll wear the clothes and look good doing it and then
convince their friends, their attractive friends to come in or whatever.
But it was like all up to the discretion of this one security guard.
With a very particular like for a certain size of chest. Yeah. Here's one. I think this is the last one that I'm going to read. This is by Vera. 1 star. No camouflage bathing suits allowed. Darn. End of review.
Wow.
And there was one that literally says, scary and white. They want you to wear a belt with your swimsuit. It must
so,
be crack.
That's so extra. Oh my God.
So now that we're just kind of getting an idea, I'm actually like, here's a photo of the door.
Are those the rules?
Those are
Holy
the rules.
Holy shit.
They are plastered on like a huge poster massive. Board.
It's taller than I am, it looks like.
It is, yeah. Taped to the side of the door. All day dress code, it says. Here we go. No backpacks. Bags must be smaller than cell phone or else subject to search. No graphic tees. No athletic jerseys of any kind. No camouflage. No headphones. No hoodies. No flat brim hats. Belts required. No work boots. For example, steel toes, Uggs, and Timberlands. No ripped jeans, except ladies may wear fashionably fitted jeans at security's discretion. No excessive or oversized jewelry. No bandanas, men. Women may wear headdress based on security discretion.
What?
I know. No excessively baggy clothing. Pants and shorts must be worn at waist. Surgical masks only. Bad. Bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Where is this place located?
Buffalo.
Oh my gosh.
Not for long, I assume, but.
Oh my gosh. What? Wow. This is the wild. 3 days ago, wild.
According to local news, Tapo Day Club apologizes and promises to revise offensive dress code. The other problem that, like, when I delved into this, is it is kind of the epitome of an area. This is, like, in the area that's being gentrified, being called out for gentrification. Yeah. So this was, like, plopped right in the middle and was kind of just a smack in the face of,
we're
trying
no
to
question.
Promote diversity and then, like, totally barring any diversity from becoming part of this pool. It's actually quite disturbing.
No, it's awful. It's terrible.
So there's a lot of news articles here, which is good, I guess, that apparently they're considering closing. They've considered clothing. Sorry.
They should reconsider.
They've reconsidered clothing.
Yes, I think so.
Anyway, so I just, the bathing suit with a belt really got me there. I just have never heard of such a thing except when I was probably 12 and shopping at like Macy's Juniors.
Yeah.
They had those weird like fake belts on swimsuits. Really not attractive. I wasn't a cool kid. But wow, rough times.
That
is
rough.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, Erica, I think. My next one is of a pool in Poland, Krakow, Poland.
Oh.
I just kind of stumbled on this myself, actually.
Interesting.
And you'll see why that's so surprising. It was literally just my normal research, and I just ended up choosing Krakow, and this is the first review I saw.
You just picked a city.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had checked other cities before, that like European cities, and this was the first one that I actually found one.
Okay.
Here we go. 1 star. The water is too wet. I don't like swim. This is trash. Scandal! End of review.
Oh my god, Alexander, it's like meant for us.
Yeah. Someone, that's the word for word a review of our show.
There's
Scandal.
A person in Poland who has like a mind, body, soul connection to you and like led you to that specific review.
The best part though is this wasn't, but for those who know, if you go on Google reviews, you get to a point where it says reviews translated by Google. This is not one of those. This is actually someone wrote this in English. I assume a Polish person based on the name.
Wow.
Wrote this in English, which is why it's
I wonder
like
if
that.
Anyone speaks Polish, can you let us know, like, water is too wet? Like, what is, does that mean anything? Or is it actually just the exact same translation of, like, because here's an example. My mom keeps calling me an old cow. And to a lot of my friends, they're like,
keep bringing this up.
I've noticed in the last week why it's become so controversial. And it's because I say, like, she says it to me a lot and people are like, oh my God, that's horrible. And I'm like, I guess. But then I talked to Renee and she was like, she's calling you a cow. Like, that's not. And I was like, oh, I see. Because in German, that's just a phrase, like, you old cow. But it's not a weight thing. It's just like a.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait,
you old cow. But so,
I didn't take it as
a
weight thing until you just brought that up.
Here is not particularly a kind thing, and it usually refers to your weight, especially because I'm pregnant. So Renee was like, that's not really cool. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But in the context, I think she's just doing a translation of a German idiom.
Yeah.
Which is also not nice, to be clear. But, you know, it's not as, like, wildly offensive as it sounds.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I wonder if in Polish it means the exact same thing, that the water is literally too wet. Mm-hmm. It probably does.
It probably does.
I don't know why I'm getting my hopes
but
up.
You but you know what? Polish people, we just want to hear from you. So
we just want to hear from you.
That's all. This would be an excuse.
This would be a great excuse to finally bring you on board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking of that, you're actually like really helping me kind of plan my attack here. Because so I have this review sent in by B, who sent a review for a local swimming hall in... Here we go. Engelholm? Ängelholm, Sweden. Ängelholm.
Okay.
B says, it is a rather new facility that the city spent a fair bit to do up. All my friends who have gone say it is really nice. So this actually is, Zandy, a review that was translated by Google.
Okay.
But it still really just got me good. So I'm going to read it because it seems to be pretty much a clear what they're saying. This is by Evelina. 1 star. What a shit bathhouse. An adventure pool? That should not be called just an adventure pool. Children's pools without decor that children may think is fun. Just toys that belong in a sandbox. Everything feels unfinished. Prices where nothing is included. Dirty changing rooms and showers. Staff who can't stand to question things. Don't add a penny to this bathhouse. Rather bathe in my tub. Hope it crashes into the river. Thank you and goodbye.
Jeez.
And now... B sent a photo of the pool next to the river. And
did it crash into the river?
There's the pool, there's the river, and there's the local hospital. And B said, you can see how close it is to the river they wanted to fall into. It's right next to the hospital, so if it fell in, seemingly all the hospital patients would too.
Makes it
extra sad they're kind of almost connected, so it just sort of feels like that would be really tragic.
Yikes. Well, yeah, I think it would be no matter what. I think that would be...
even if it were just the pool, but...
I think that would be...
Seeing this, like, beautiful pool and hospital and just, like, I hope they crash into the river... I'm going to go sit in my bathtub now.
I feel like that's not something you hear normally for any sort of structure.
I hope
it crashes into a river.
That's a good point. That doesn't seem to be a common threat or insult.
No,
yeah,
really
no,
not.
That's a good point. That's probably why it struck me. So thank you, B, for that.
Thank you, B. Now I have an email. This is from Zane. He, him. This is of Walters Grove Pool in Cleveland, Ohio. This is a 1-star review by Miranda. I have been coming to this pool for a little while now with my whole family. Today was by far the worst experience. I'm at the pool with my husband, and all we are doing is swimming back and forth in the pool, and when we take literally 3-minute break, I end up hugging him and just give him several peck kisses on his neck.
Uh-oh.
And the lifeguard comes up to us and tell us that we need to, quote, tone down the affection. Moms and dads are complaining they don't want their kids to see this. Well, maybe the parents should kiss and hug each other more to teach their children what love truly is. I've never heard of such a thing in my whole entire life. It's sad that we have freedom, but really, what kind of freedom is this? It would be a whole different story if I was really doing something wrong. I know my limits and what is wrong and right. Very, very sad. End of review.
After many years of therapy, I've finally learned what is acceptable and not acceptable as public displays of affection.
It took some time. It took a lot of different experiences at the pool.
I have them written in my notebook, so if you need proof. Oh my god, if somebody ever said to me, your behavior is making other people uncomfortable, I think I would sink into the ground.
I know, that's so true. I can't imagine having the audacity to like be like, no, it's everyone else who is wrong.
You need to make out more in front of your children.
Well, but, I mean, what? Yeah, it's just whatever.
It's like, sure, make out for your children, but like maybe not inside a pool where everyone's trying to play monkey in the middle. I don't know.
Even if someone lifeguards is like, hey, can you just tone it down? Like literally was the thing was like, tone it down.
They're not even like you must get out of here.
They didn't get kicked out. They didn't get in trouble. They didn't seem to get like publicly shamed or anything.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, I think PDA is like, whatever. Like it wouldn't bother me, but there are people who are bothered. The lifeguard's like just trying to do their job, saying tone it down.
Yeah, the poor lifeguard's right in the middle.
Yeah, and then you make a thing about how everyone else should
parenting
be
their children wrong, and nobody knows the true meaning of love except me.
Yeah, that was my favorite part. That was my favorite part.
Also, I love like all we did was swim back and forth. Back and
yeah,
forth.
It was a really weird
doing
setup for this.
Somehow that was weirder than the public display of the PDA. Like the swimming back and forth sounded like creepier to me somehow. Yeah. than the actual PDA. That's what I would have said. Actually, I have a separate complaint.
I love how they said it was a 3-minute break. So they're in my mind, they were like literally just making out for 3 minutes. And eventually, after 3 minutes, the lifeguard comes over like, hey, like, yes, please, like, tone it down.
They're getting hot and heavy on the ladder that people need to use. People like me who don't know how to climb out of the pool without a ladder.
All these people are like touching their shoulders like, excuse me, I need to get out.
With those like nose goggles, like, no, help me. I can't get out of the pool without a ladder. That's just Christine. Oh my gosh.
I have a couple more from Zane here.
Perfect.
This one is of from Lakewood, Ohio. Foster Pool, 1 star. This is where I would say where Miranda needs to go next.
Okay.
This is a 1-star review by Bridget. Nakedness. End of review.
Oh. That might be. Her. I think that is where she went next. I would think so.
That's.
I don't think that's where she needs to go next. I think she's been and she's made her mark. And Bridge, unfortunately, was there to witness it.
Maybe she went there first and was like, "Oh, this is what's normal. Let me tone it down by doing less at the other pool."
Nakedness gets crossed off. not acceptable in public. Got it. At least not at this particular pool.
Exactly. And then Zane says this, and then there's one for Low Park and says, this park has a pool, so I think it counts. Here's a 1-star review of this park, which this is one to make everyone mad. Got a ticket for parking and handicap to offload baseball equipment. Was not happy. Officer blocked in car to write citation. Was not happy for that either, which has now caused me to have bad feelings about a park I used to love. End of review.
Wait, that's it? Yeah. It caused me to have bad feelings. Yeah.
It's like, I did something wrong. There were consequences. Now I'm upset.
Now I feel sad.
And that's ridiculous.
You made me feel sad for the bad things that I did.
Yeah.
Jeez. Don't park in a, I mean, it's so stupid. I'm not going to say it. I'm literally not going to finish this. And it's like, you're an idiot and you know it. You know you've done something wrong.
Like, clearly you did something
wrong.
And
also, you were there long enough for a police officer to show up and write you a citation.
And the fact that you also admitted in your review that you did this as if you don't see anything wrong with it. That's what bothers
me. Everyone's going to back you up.
Yeah. There's the handicap spots exist for a reason, and it's not to unload baseball equipment,
also,
believe it or not.
Love that you are upset they blocked your car in. What were you going to do? Drive away during the citation?
Exactly. Yeah.
Were you planning on running from the law? I know we talked about this yesterday, but fun fact, everyone, I feel like this sort of pertains to our podcast. We found out the name Karen has dropped, I think, like 780 spots or something like that in the list of new baby names. Mm-hmm. And I think there were only 136 or something like that babies named Karen in the United States in 2020. And I'm convinced they're all pronounced Corinne. Like, I still can't even fathom that many were named. Oh, and in the article about how the name Karen's less popular, it said because Karen has become a slur. And I was like, that doesn't need to be the word we
use. Please do not call Karen a slur.
Again, calling actual racial slurs just a swear. Like, I was just casually swearing. It's like, you can't.
Karen isn't even a swear word. Like, you know, like, it's not even profanity. So make the leap that it's a slur, like, excuse me?
Next level.
That's pretty fucked up to say, I think.
So, anyway. That's all I wanted to say. Here is something else I want to say. And this is from Mary. Mary says, here's a swimming pool review. Highland Pool is apparently part of a school, but sometimes open to the public. 1-star review. I went to this school. I started drowning. They said swim and left me there for 10 minutes until they saved me. I could barely stand and I felt very dizzy. I hate this place so much. Now I've been threatened and yelled at. I give it 1 star for its cleanliness and how warm it is.
What happened?
End of review. They were standing there for 10 minutes saying they were drowning is what I'm gathering.
So that's my first thought was like, I don't know if that's what they meant or if they meant like after getting out of the pool and almost drowning.
Oh, I could, barely stand and felt very dizzy.
Yeah, because at first I was like, wait, you could stand in this water? Then yeah, you weren't drowning.
That's a good point. They left me there for 10 minutes, so you didn't
drown. In the
water.
To
be clear, you didn't drown.
Yeah.
I think if you were actually drowning, probably they would have acted quicker, but I don't know. But the fact that you could still stand afterward and felt a little dizzy,
yeah,
I think it's probably
they
okay.
Also didn't mention how the water tastes, which to me as a sign that you had a couple mouthfuls.
You're hiding something.
Yeah, so now I'm like, if you didn't even mention all the secretions that you ingested.
All the secretions.
Like, how can we take you seriously?
And you know what? Like they said, I gave it a star for how warm it is. I mean, maybe that's why you're fucking dizzy. You're stuck in a warm pool for 10 minutes to drown.
The one star had nothing to do with everything else. It was just about how warm it was.
Yes.
And clean it was.
The cleanness, it says.
The cleanness and the
warmth
is what led to the one star. So are they saying that they would give zero stars, but
that's
the
exactly
one,
right. They added a star.
Oh, see, man, neither. I think we're both not getting things.
This
here.
Is a lot, and I'm very confused. But basically, this person drowned for 10 minutes and then immediately got saved and then walked away and said I was a little bit dizzy.
Yeah, but at least was warm the whole time.
At least they were warm.
And felt clean.
No secretions.
Okay, that's fair. Good.
Oh, I need to know.
Warm and no secretions. Okay. Secret to a good time. My next one, this is from Aaron, she, her, who sent a couple reviews from pools around Jacksonville, Florida, because she used to work there as a lifeguard at these pools. So I'm going to read the reviews from Eartha H. Napoleon Park. Here's a one-star review by Henry. Wet and dark. End of review.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
You know what that actually
sounds
like?
Good.
I think they're in the Lost and Found.
Yeah.
Or the Lost and Found.
Oh, gosh.
It was always so wet and dark.
You know, it's too often though. I think about those bathrooms at
the bathrooms
pool
also were wet and
like,
dark.
The blue, like floor. I don't know what you'd call it.
Floor
like
mats.
The mats everywhere,
smelled
and that smell and that feeling of in there being in there,
everything's
and like walking
wet.
Around wet, dripping, going to the bathroom
it's
while
warm,
wet.
But not in a comforting warm. It's like warm in like a kind of a sickly warm.
Jeez.
We went to a really great pool.
I don't know. Especially after COVID now, I'm like, I can't imagine going somewhere like that right now.
You just give me actual shivers.
Yeah. And yet, I like still want to go to like bowling alleys.
I know. I mean, at this rate, everyone's going back to their old ways anyway. So, whatever.
And then here's a one-star review of the same place by Tyler. The pool is never open, and the place is ran by geese. End of review.
Oh, no.
That might be the first, like, real valid one-star review, because if there are geese around, I need to know that so I can just avoid it forever.
Well, if there are geese who are meant to learn CPR and save my child, I don't think I trust this place being run by a bunch of geese. Who sent this in?
Aaron.
Aaron?
Aaron is a goose.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. That's what it sounds like to me here.
Well, at least her picture is a goose. Huh. It also said, oh, wow, it was signed, Your Goosiness, Aaron.
And in the signature, I saw that it has like kind of her training certification, and one of them is like goose CPR.
It is. Yeah.
So.
Which is not a common misconception. That's not giving CPR to a goose.
No,
it is a goose giving CPR.
To a child.
To a child, yeah.
Or a human in general.
Not just any human.
Beak
or
to mouth.
Any human, not just children. I see.
Beak to mouth.
Beak to mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Thank you, Your Goosiness. No.
Oh, thank you, Your Goosiness.
That was like my last one, too.
Oh, good. Well, here we go.
Do I get to like sit back the rest of the episode now?
Absolutely, you do.
Okay, I'm going to close my computer.
This is great, okay? This is from Daisy, who uses she, they pronouns. Thank you, Daisy. Also, sometimes I don't list the pronouns. It doesn't mean they didn't send them. It just means...
Oh, same. I think
I
mentioned both of mine, but yes, because they both...
So, to be clear, don't be like, oh, that person didn't send their pronouns. Like,
that's some of people are doing.
It's not the case.
Like, words getting out, like...
Words spreading.
There's a Twitter account, like... The people who write in, it's like all about people who
it's
write
calling
in to Beach
them out.
Sandy without
the expose.
Including their pronouns.
Yeah, it's a list that's growing. And some people are just geese and they it's just like, leave them alone. Okay. So this is from Daisy, who is she, they. Thank you, Daisy.
Did you say she, they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did it sound like I said he uses she, they again? No. Okay.
It just sounded like you just weren't sure. And I thought you said different ones earlier. So now
I hope not. I'll find out during editing. But Daisy says, which is, by the way, one of my favorite names.
That is a nice name.
Behold, one of the grimmest swimming pools to have ever frequented the UK. Now, this first, so they sent two. Okay, the first one, I'm not going to read, but I do want to tell you the title, which is Gathering Filth Since the 90s. And Daisy said, thinking maybe my new Insta bio.
I was going to say, that's so good.
So good. Daisy, if you don't make that your Insta bio, I mean, really, so excellent. I'm tempted
to just take it.
So excellent. Gathering Filth Since the 90s. Amen. So, me too. So this is, now I'm going to read the second one, though, because this one got me. It's a review of Aqua Splash, which looks like it has closed. And based on Daisy's kind of description, I'm not surprised. So this is by Awful or Amazing on TripAdvisor, and the title is Foul, Nearly Sick. 1 star. OMG. I have never seen a more disgusting, dirty, manky sight in my life. I went with my friend for my birthday thinking that it would be a bit clean, but when I got there, I was about throw up. There was mold dripping onto my back and used tampons everywhere, hair floating in the water, and two pigeons pooing everywhere. I was disgusted.
Sorry, I'm seeing these two specific pigeons. Those two are just literally pooping everywhere they can, just all over the place.
The pigeons comes back.
Uncontrollably.
And also, I love that the mold dripped onto the back, and then there are used tampons and pigeon poop. I'm picturing all of this just kind of dripping onto her back. And
I think the pigeons are carrying all of this stuff in, too.
Blech. I was disgusted. Obviously, it has a C instead of a G. I was disgusted, and I was walking around on tiptoes because I thought that would help, but it didn't.
I'm sorry. I'm picturing, like, just literally just covered in used tampons and pigeons and tiptoeing around. Oh, my gosh.
Thinking, oh, I know what'll help. And then just, like, tiptoeing across the tile. I don't really.
If it were bad enough where you need to tiptoe, maybe just leave. I don't know. Then again, I'd probably stick around. I'm really weird about leaving places, no matter how uncomfortable I am.
Yeah. It takes a lot of energy to get to a place, you know?
True.
It mustn't have been cleaned ever. I regret going there because I am now have spots all over my face. I really think it was disgusting. I mean, there was pigwoins and stuff.
Pingoys? Penguins?
Pigwoins.
Pigwins. Oh, pigwoins. Pigwoins. Like pigeons.
Yeah.
Pigwoins.
Spelled so completely differently from the original, which is spelled
is it
pigeon.
Not, did they not just swap the E and the O?
No. P-I-G-O-I-N-S.
Oh, yeah. That is very
like
different.
It's just a new word.
How do you spell pigeon? Now I'm confused.
P-I-G-E-O-N.
Okay, I was right. I was switching the E and O. Okay, in my head. Because I thought maybe they just swapped those two letters, but if they added an I...
Swapped a couple out, you know?
That doesn't make any sense.
There was pigwoins inside.
Especially if they spelled it right earlier.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, sorry.
There was pigwoins inside, and they carry God knows how many diseases. Well, they don't carry them. It seems they drop them everywhere. I mean, not even everywhere, just on you, it seems.
Also, are pigeons famous for being disease carriers?
I mean, I'm sure they're not the most sanitary to be, like, communing with, but I also don't think they're like rats in a kitchen. I don't know. They're just pigwines in a public
literally,
pool.
Have you seen Ratatouille? Be nice.
You're right. I regret going there because I am now have... Oh, I already read that.
Well, we can discuss this. Spots?
In the UK, that means acne.
Okay. So from swimming. Pimples. So despite everything that happened here, like this person actually went swimming.
Well, it couldn't be. Maybe it's just from pigeon poop.
Yeah, okay. Pigwoid That's poop. What I wasn't sure about.
It could be spots from tampons, mold, pigwoid poop. You never know.
Like, they tripped?
What?
Just fell face first into a pile of all of this?
Well, no, because the pigeons are dropping it on her, so it could really affect her skin in any capacity. Also, the lifeguards were no good as they just sat there looking at their feet and were very impolite. I would advise you not to go, as I was very disappointed, and I am normally an easy pleaser. I hope my review has been useful. End of review.
I mean, I would see the thing is, it's not too useful, only because I would, if this is true, I'd want to see it for myself. It sounds like a disaster.
It does.
But it seems so far-fetched that I would love to see it in person just like, to confirm.
Part of me thinks it sounds far-fetched, but then the fact that Daisy actually said, like, this is one of the grimmest swimming pools to have ever frequented in the UK,
you know,
and now it's listed as permanently closed, and on TripAdvisor, it has 2 stars out of 5.
Oh, yikes. Not okay, good. That's really bad.
And some of these photos now that I'm looking at, oh, dear God. Oh, help. Oh, no. You know what?
Daisy listens to my show, listens to my voice, probably cares for me quite a bit, so I'm going to trust Daisy.
You know what? I'm kind of ill, actually, now.
You're just scrolling through photos?
I think I'm gathering even more filth now. I think we're all... I think everyone is gathering more filth. Yeah, I don't feel so good. Filth,
I thought, I mean, looking at my burrito stains, I thought I'd gathered enough filth for one day, but nope.
It just keeps coming. It's piling on. This podcast just piles the filth on and on and on. Since the 90s. That would be... I know that, like, Daisy already took it as their bio, but...
Our podcast could
have a sub-slogan, like, gathering filth since the 90s.
Yeah.
And, like, Daisy... If we credit you, can we use that on a shirt? That would be really fun.
Daisy didn't write it, did?
No.
So, whatever.
Let me see.
Daisy, sorry. We don't care.
This is, shut up. This is from ERW0586.
Okay, so ERW0586.
Yeah.
We're going to use this and we're not going to care.
And we don't care who knows it. No, I really like that slogan. I feel like we should use it.
Steal it, yeah. I mean, use it.
I mean, borrow it. All right. Oh, right. I keep going, huh? This is from Anika. And Anika says, hey, Sibs.
Hi.
Elise's review is my favorite. Despite being 1 star, it actually makes me want to go to that pool. So here is a 1-star review of Ellenberger Public Pool in Indianapolis. 1 star by Elise. Pool supervisor Cliff's behavior is that of an irrational child. On Sunday, a guest complained about the music selection at the pool, so in response, he played the same saxophone and techno song for over an hour, then switched to the Gummy Bear song on loop for another hour.
Oh, I definitely want to go there. What?
He has no respect for the many families paying to relax at a public pool and is vindictively and purposefully infuriating the taxpayers who pay his salary.
Yikes.
End of review. Elise, relax.
Chill.
Relax. It's the Gummy Bear song.
How can you not relax?
The most comforting and
beautiful,
easygoing song to ever exist. Ugh. If you guys don't know what that is, please don't Google it. You're going
to
regret it.
I fall asleep to that song every night.
It's actually in the Calm app. They have
they have
the Gummy Bear song read by Idris Elba. And he just hums it to you. Yikes. So that is from Anika. Thank you. Let's see. Here's one from Drew. He says, he, they. Thank you, Drew. Who also says, HBDXteen, happy Gemini season. So this is a review of a public pool by my apartment in Lowell, Mass. 1 star by Teresa. The people here are rude. The children use the most foul, disturbing language, and the lifeguards contribute to the nasty language. And on top of that, I witnessed a guard try to hit a child with a life float. Adults swim in their jeans and socks. Who swims in crusty socks? I left and I will never bring my children here again. End of review.
Oh, this sounds so much like our pool growing up. Like the lifeguards just being dicks, like on purpose, but it was like a thing the swim kids. Not that I, because I wasn't one of
those,
so I just watched.
Were like,
but
the lifeguards don't stop the children from being terrors because they're all friends. And I'm like, yeah that actually sounds
that
exactly
sounds
correct.
Very accurate.
We were never in that in crowd.
No. We watched from afar.
We were stuck in the lost and found dungeon. In the mold.
I don't even remember where it was.
You don't? It was by the shuffleboard. And you go underneath. It was like underneath where the snack bar was.
Jeez, you're right.
And it smelled really dank and it was dark down there. And you could basically just take stuff, which kind of sucked. I mean, it was good if you forgot like goggles and you'd go
that's
in there.
That's right.
Get the goggles,
oh,
and
my
then put
God.
Them back. But it sucked because if you actually forgot like a sweater or something, like it would be gone.
Wow.
It was more like an
weird
exchange,
times.
Like a clothing and accessories exchange, which nowadays also so foul, like that people were switching out towels and like goggles and I mean, I don't know what, but.
Is that why I got pink eye that one time?
No, that's because you took the crusty socks from.
Oh, true.
And you were swimming around in those.
On my eyes, yes.
On your hands. You just
I rubbed my eyes afterwards. Uh-huh.
Remember when Francisca used to wear those big nose goggles, the ones that go over your nose?
Yes.
Apparently some pools don't allow those. So.
Why not?
I don't know. Someone called a pool a moronic pool that doesn't allow nose goggles.
Oh, no.
For their poor son. So.
Man, I don't think a perfect pool exists where poor everyone Francisca was going to be happy, though.
Being like, I just don't know how to swim without nose goggles. And we were like, okay.
Just swim.
Just, I guess, don't breathe in through your nose. She goes, water goes in there. And I was like, yeah, well, sure, if you're breathing. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm a terrible swimmer. I don't even know how to dive. I still never learned.
Like off the side of the pool?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know how to do that. That's I've never done
one
it.
One of the only things I can do on this planet.
I
there aren't many.
Was so scared of it. And like as an adult, I've never had an opportunity to be taught.
I think it's one of those things where I think I can do it. And then if I actually saw a video of myself doing it, I'd be like, that's not it. Like, it's like when I think like, oh, I can do a cartwheel. And then you see a photo and like,
you think you can do a cartwheel?
Well, in the past, after a few beers, and then my legs are like fully not.
Yeah.
Vertical.
Like, I can't go into a pool head first. Like, it's impossible to me. I like cannot imagine doing that. It sounds so scary.
We'll practice.
When? Where?
I don't know.
I'm like, I don't like going to the pool.
All right. I only have two left. So this is actually my favorite review of all of them. My favorite.
From this
by
episode.
Far from this episode. Sorry. Okay. Maybe from ever, but probably not from ever. Just from today, for sure. And this is
better than the ones I brought to the table? Weird. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. I didn't expect it to happen, but here we are. This was sent in by Cassidy, who says, this was the first place that popped up in my head when y'all said the topic. I love the podcast and love y'all too. Thanks, Cassidy.
Love you too.
The subject is kids want man dead.
Yikes. Okay, I saw that email come in and I was like, what?
I'm so glad you didn't click it before I did because, wow, I'm so happy about this. This is a 1-star review. Horrible place. Swim teachers for adults are very rude and uncaring. Made my daughter bleed and choke on water.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've come to this point in the show. We just laugh at the worst things.
Because it's like, so outrageous.
That's not what I expect to hear.
No.
And so it's weirdly funny that picturing this teacher just say, like, or purposefully make this child.
She made her choke on water. Like, bleed. What?
Yeah.
Anyway. All the other classes that aren't adults have a man and a woman or two women. But my daughter and son get stuck with just a man. It says adults, but it's actually 13 and up. He is very full of himself, thinking he has such a high position. My younger son had fun in his class, but my two older kids complained, and were talking about cursing the man with voodoo and curses. They really hate this man. And this man seems to be a teenager. My kids are the only kids there. The other students were old men. My daughter was uncomfortable. They were teaching in the 5-foot side of the pool, but my daughter is 4'9" and, well, it says 4 inches. I assume he means feet. Okay. My daughter is 4'9" and my son even smaller. They can't even stand up straight. They literally are on their toes, and even then she can't look straight. They have to look up. They look like drowning kittens. The man didn't even offer to teach class a bit closer to 4 feet side or even 4'5". 4 inches again, but you know, he'll learn someday. All the students were smaller than 5 feet. The man seemed to be looking. Isn't that the point?
Wait, all of the student. Okay,
hold on. wait. All they were the only kids, but all the adults were also smaller than 5 feet. That's a good point, Sandy.
This teenager who's teaching us,
who's also a man,
just towers in front and above everybody.
All the drowning kittens.
Oh my god.
Who somehow still are able to stand on their toes.
Yeah, I'm so confused here.
The man didn't even offer to teach class, blah, blah, blah. All the students were smaller than 5 feet. The man seemed to be looking at my daughter in a strange way, and she said she's putting on a shirt next time. Okay.
Yikes.
That part I don't like.
Yeah.
My two oldest hate this man very, very much. They want this man dead, and that's not even the bare minimum.
Oh my, don't. The things people put in here.
On the internet.
And I have a feeling it's not over.
Oh, no. I was putting gas in on the way back, and they were talking about Wiccan and voodoo curses. That's the bare minimum.
Oh, my God.
What does he mean? He said that.
The bare minimum.
Twice now. not the bare minimum.
Like, they will not be able to continue with their lives unless this man
they
is
will not
dead.
Stop until they've Jeez. At least cursed him with voodoo, Wiccan, and I guess that's it. Curses.
Yes.
They keep murmuring to each other about this man being killed. If my kids were in the
Holy
back
shit.
Seat going, how do we hex him? How do we curse him and end his life? I'd be like, man, that swim teacher must be really bad. No, I'd be like, excuse me, children.
We
can
don't
you
wish...
stop threatening death on people, on teenagers?
This is like some Slender Man like shit.
Yes?
Like that whole Slender Man
Revenge.
Story. Where they like took that girl into the...
Uh-huh.
Remember that whole thing?
Episode on ATWWD.
Like, this is seriously some, like, dark-sounding shit.
I also love that they're murmuring in the back.
Yeah.
And he's just picking up on, like, a couple words at a time.
Kids will be kids.
Yeah. They keep murmuring to each other about this man being killed. They have half-hour classes 4 days a week for 2 weeks. As much as I hate this man, I hope my kids don't get to him first.
Oh, my God. Wait, what? Okay. That implies you're trying to get to him, too. How about everyone just stay far away from this teenage man, please?
This teenage man.
This tall teenage man.
Who's at least 4 feet, believe it or not, because nobody else seems to be.
Oh my goodness.
As much as I hate this man, I hope my kids don't get to him first. Too bad that the staff at the desk were super nice. They deserve to work somewhere better than this disgraceful place. Yeah, because you're about to, like, cause a murder scene.
Yeah.
And curse the place.
That was something.
I'm always amazed when people are like, oh, this is the first pool that came to mind, and I opened it and found this gem.
Like,
and
the
it's
fact
like, how?
Like, there's no way we'd be able to find that
no!
review just
Incredible.
Randomly like that. So
wow,
that's beautiful. That was art.
That was art.
Truly though, that was a wildly good one.
All right, well, the last one I have is a redemption. This is from Crystal. Thank you, Crystal. This is a review of the Carlsbad Water Park in Carlsbad, New Mexico, Christine. This is a 4-star review by Natalie. I absolutely love this place. Carlsbad really needed a place like this. The only bummer for me was that my poor baby girl was just shy of being tall enough for the big slides. I'm hoping that she may have grown just enough to be able to go on them now. I guess I will find out today. Taking my daughter as a reward for exceeding all of her goals for kindergarten this year. And because alongside her diploma, she was given an award for being the best reader in class, and also reading the most books out of her entire class.
Nice.
So this place is perfect for things like this. It's.
I mean, any chance to brag about your kids?
I wonder if she puts that everywhere.
Yeah.
So this place is perfect for things like this. It's also great to go as a family, being able to take snacks and beverages that you could enjoy under a canopy. I really enjoy this place and often recommend to all my friends, especially the ones that have never been to a water park.
That little line right there, I think, is a big thing. I mean, if this is a place that you'd recommend to someone who's never been to a water park, that's quite a high compliment, I think.
I agree.
Because water parks are stressful, and if you've never been to one...
It can be unfun.
Yikes.
It can be unfun. So that's the last one I have.
Now I want to go there. I don't like water, but I want to go there.
I don't like water.
I don't.
So that's all I have. So thank you, everybody, for those. That was,
thank
I know there was
everybody.
A lot, but there were just so many good ones. I'm bummed I couldn't use all of them, but they're always up for Between You and Us in the future.
Yep.
So I guess I should do my challenge now, huh?
Yeah. I don't even remember what it is at this point.
Excellent, because you're going to hate it. This was from Shannon, who I loved the email. It said she/fur pronouns. She fur pronouns.
Yep.
that's a new one. Pineapple products about swinging.
Oh, my
Recall
God.
That?
How could I forget? Wow, I totally blanked.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So basically, the challenge was to find reviews of pineapple products or merchandise that insinuated that the purchaser or reviewer were using them or intending to use them for the purpose of swinging, because mm-hmm. pineapples are known to be a signal, if you will, in certain communities. You won't. In certain communities to signify that someone is in the swinging lifestyle, or if the pineapple is upside down, that they are seeking partners or a partner for swinging purposes.
This makes me think about anything I've owned that had pineapples on it.
I think same. Yeah. And I think a lot of people do own pineapple merchandise and it would never
occur to them.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't think it's like, oh my God, you're sending out signals. Yeah. It's sort of like, I think you would know.
Yeah.
And people are subtle about it. Like, it's not like...
I'm sure I would never pick up on it if someone, like, made reference to the pineapple stuff I was... You know what I mean? Like, not that... It sounds like it's some crazy, like, terrible South, thing. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know.
And in the South, you know, it is also a sign of hospitality. So, you know, they kind of mesh together. And I think, like, it's used as a symbol in a very specific way that, like, if you have an upside-down pineapple hanging in your front porch on a flag, like, okay, that might mean something. If you have what I found, which are some flags that say America is sweet like a pineapple and it has a bunch of American flags on it, that's probably not indicating.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound like a... Okay, no. I'm glad that I picked up on that one.
So sometimes they're pretty obvious. Sometimes, a lot of times I learned that the pineapple sticker on a car upside down is a symbol.
Interesting. Yeah.
So if it's upside down, that often is the key because you're like, oh, that actually intentionally means something. If you were just like, cute, a pineapple, you probably wouldn't put it upside down, if that makes sense. And some people said...
That's a good point.
And some people said, if you put it in your shopping cart upside down, means like maybe, you know, it's silly stuff like that where it's like, maybe, maybe not. And then I did read somebody who did say, like, oh, my wife and I met somebody when we had this sticker because they said, like, oh, what does your pineapple sticker mean? And I was like, that's a great way to, like, ask. Because if someone's like, oh, I'm from South Carolina and I, like, love pineapples, it's like, okay, cool, love it.
Yeah.
If they're like, oh, well, you know, it's a lifestyle thing, then you're like, okay, we're on board here.
I would just say, oh, they're juicy. just like me.
Oh, there.
And they wouldn't know what I see.
Yeah. Juicy.
I kind of love this whole world that's like opened up to me now.
No, me too. And the best and worst thing you ever did.
Was
tell me that cruises were heavily involved in this culture.
Yes.
Because you're going to regret that very much.
Yes, I bet.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh, cruising on.
Yep. There are things called lifestyle cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And they're specifically geared toward adult activities that, you know, certain lifestyles, swinging, nudism, anything that, like, probably wouldn't be a normal cruise-going family's kind of cup of tea.
I kind of want to do, like, go on one of those.
You're required to be in a
couple. I'm ending at that. Oh, okay.
Typically, because they don't want, like, creepers.
This is an invitation to any creepers like me who want to go and will be my couple, or the second half of my couple. No, I was thinking I would want to go on something like that and interview people and talk to people.
They probably don't want you to do that.
I know, they don't. No. I'm just saying it would be so fascinating and interesting, I feel like. I would watch...
Well, maybe there's a documentary it
sounds like a Vice documentary. Like, we're...
It almost sounds like
a secret lifestyle,
a parody of a Vice documentary.
And they have to have some sort of, like, in your face wording in the title. Like,
well, there's also some confusion.
Cruise fuckers or something.
Whoa.
Like, they got to. That's how they get your attention. It's really annoying.
So also there's some confusion because I guess if you reach a certain status on certain cruises, it's called pinnacle.
Is that if you're with a certain number of people, you get, like,
no,
points?
No, so there's, like, a certain status of, like, cruise goer, like, you know how you get, like, points for going on cruises,
oh,
and it's called pinnacle status, but their symbol is a pineapple.
Oh.
And so you always get, like, pineapple, like, memorabilia if you are at pinnacle status, but they're a lot of times much older seniors because they've done so many cruises.
Yeah.
And so it became kind of funny in these comments to see people being like, wait, but, like, I got all these beautiful... I decorate my cruise ship every day every time I go with all these beautiful pineapple decor because I'm a pinnacle member. And people are like, well, who knows?
Yeah, anyway. Well, just don't be mad if some people have questions.
Just have a friendly little wink. Anyway, so this is a product, first of all. And it's called Subtle Upside Down Pineapple T-Shirt on Amazon.
Oh, subtle.
There are a lot of... not subtle.
What's it
t-shirts.
Look like?
It actually is really cute. It's a black t-shirt and, like, on the pocket Yeah. It has a little white upside down pineapple.
Like, that's some shit very, I would wear. Cute. Not like I'd see that at Goodwill and be like, dope.
It is very cute. There's a 5-star review by Paul. Perfectly discreet. This shirt has caught the eye of a few couples and singles that are in the know. Fabric is very soft and it didn't shrink too much in the wash. End of review.
So if I wear that shirt, people will approach me.
They might. And some people were like, wait, I'm offended. Like, I just found out that this is a thing and no one's ever approached me.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, will this work for me?
I think there's some more nuance to it.
There is.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
the assumption, like, it makes it sound like I'm saying, like, oh, yeah, swingers will just, like, sleep with anyone.
No,
it's like
exactly.
A whole thing.
And I think it's a lot more nuanced and it's a lot more...
Well, you probably have read up all about
I've
it.
Learned
and, like,
everything.
Read so many people and how
everything.
They talk about it.
There was one, for example, a couple who went on a cruise and they were very much wearing upside down pineapples. Uh-huh, and it was like, okay, you probably wouldn't do that unless you knew what it meant. You know what I mean? And I think probably you're giving off more of a vibe if you're, like, actively seeking for somebody to notice your shirt.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is another shirt on Amazon called Upside Down Pineapple Swinger Shirt, Couple Sex Party Hookup T-Shirt, Short Sleeve Unisex Orgy T-Shirt.
Oh, wow.
Some of these got real wild.
Wow.
And this is a 5-star review by Teresa. Actually, wait, no, sorry. That was on Etsy.
That was an Etsy shirt? That sounds like an Amazon.
It does. But Etsy actually, there was a store, I'm sure there are a lot, but there was a store that sold all sorts of, interesting, like,
orgy materials,
like stuff where it would be like signaling to other people what lifestyle you're interested
yeah.
in
yeah
or you're into and that you are actively seeking people to join you in said lifestyle.
Yeah. I just bought a bumper sticker and it says if you like orgies please call, and then it's my phone number. That's it. It was marketed as a subtle orgy bumper
sticker. I was
going to
say, that had to be in the subtle category.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think I'd see that and go, I don't...
And I bought it on Amazon, which is weird because I had my phone number on it. So I guess a lot of people just own. Like,
someone made that a long time ago to get back at you, but...
Jokes on them. Jokes on them at the end of the day.
So this is a 5-star review by Teresa. Deliciously flirty. I also get winks from men when wearing it, especially at Costco.
Those are just creeps. They don't know. They don't know anything about pineapple. They're just like,
you're sure you weren't even wearing your shirt that day. Just people at Costco.
Oh, going to Costco. Better put the shirt on. Oh, I love that.
This is my Saturday afternoon flirting session.
Time to get some free samples, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, then I immediately went to Cruise Community.
What's the website called?
Cruise Critic.
Cruise Critic, okay.
Cruise Critic Community, and they have different topics and forums, and the topic for today's episode is swingers and pineapple door signs. And Cool Cruiser Alvin started off the discussion. Just heard this is a thing. Sounds crazy. Apparently, if you see a pineapple sticker on a cabin door, that means the people are swingers and are interested in meeting others. Is this true? We are taking a cruise with a bunch of elderly people in our family and want to be aware of this type of stuff, so we can stick stickers on their door and help them make some new friends. Just kidding.
Oh.
Seriously, though, pineapple stickers?
I was like, no judgment, but like,
a silly ha-ha.
It's not where I expected that to go, so I do appreciate the joke. I was like, oh my gosh.
It was funny to me. The rest wasn't very funny, even though everyone seemed to be very heartily amused by one another's jokes, which is, I guess, why they're all friends. So this got pretty wild. It was 13 pages of a forum.
I'm worried. Like, did it get out of hand?
Yeah, it did. It did. So I guess what I'll tell you, I'll kind of walk you through it. I'm obviously not going to read all 13 pages of reviews, but I read all 13 pages of reviews, okay? And I picked out some of the highlights here. So people started actually discussing at one point which cruise liners have swings on them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Swings.
Swings.
What are swings?
It's a thing you sit on at the playground.
Okay, that I
they just didn't totally get it.
What? Someone said what?
Like, they were like, oh, this couple enjoys swinging. And then they were like, I didn't think there were swings on that.
I was very
cruise ship.
My head was so I was the opposite where I thought, okay, swing must be a term for like the act of swinging or something.
I mean, it is, but it's also a swing at a playground, and I think people didn't totally get it.
Yes,
okay. But then some people were using that to denote a sex swing, and there are a lot of layers that.
That's also where my mind went. So I was very confused.
Most people didn't entirely follow all the threads. There were a lot of threads that I think not everybody realized they were in different threads happening at once. But it got back on track. CC John. Oh, Cool Cruiser John. I wrote CC. Cool Cruiser John wrote, "And I've been hanging a giant watermelon magnet. No wonder it has been so quiet." Cool Cruiser Ray.
Like, that's such a harmless, silly comment.
Even
it's
more
so funny. Like,
outrageous.
That's, but that's like, to me, I don't know what it is about that, but that to me is hilarious.
This be-
the
oh,
watermelon
everybody
thing.
Thought this
Holy
was
shit.
Hilarious.
Oh,
so
this
don't
next
worry.
One?
No, that.
Oh, that? Okay, good.
And
yeah.
probably the rest of it. You'll
I don't
see.
Know. It's just so harmless.
Cool Cruiser Ray. "I wonder what the response would be if I put a fruit salad magnet on my door."
Okay, no. You're just trying to take the joke and make it weird.
"Never mind. I don't want to know."
Oh.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Is the jokes just got to a point where we were like, "Oh, like okay, yeah we
You're
get
just
it."
Rehashing the same thing, which is what we do on here. But so, you know,
this is a Cool Cruiser Kevin quality laugh material.
About what? The watermelon joke or just in general?
Both of the
just
fruit
all
salad
all
and the watermelon. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Cool Cruiser Paula. "All I keep thinking about was one of our senior pinnacle slash pineapple cruisers opening his or her cabin door to a semi-nude person with a bottle of scotch saying, 'Well, hello there. OMG, bleach my brain now. Eek!'"
I hated that one.
Yeah, well, just get ready. Cool Cruiser Sparks. "Does that make SpongeBob a swinger since he lives in a pineapple?"
No. Hold on.
Cool Cruiser.
I have something there.
Cool Cruiser Zany. "Wonder what a banana on the door means."
Okay, that one.
Basically, every fruit comes into play.
See, I like the watermelon because it's harmless. Banana, that's not harmless.
You're getting a little
too far.
Cool Cruiser Pete responded to the banana comment. "Okay, now I'm laughing out loud." "This thread is hilarious, but kind of creepy when you wonder what has gone on in my cabin before me. Ooh, yuck, eek!"
What do you mean, though? Like, why is that particular? I don't know.
Somebody commented later, like, "You realize it's not any less that goes on if there's, like, a honeymooning couple or any couple on a cruise.
Exactly, and how many hotels have you stayed at?
Or even a single person or whoever. Like, it's not any grosser."
Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Cool Cruiser Kitty says, "I'm sailing on the Symphony in November. Now I'm going to walk all the hallways to see how many pineapples on doors I can find, LOL." And then Cool Cruiser Mom responded, "For the purpose of..." Evil smile.
Oh.
Wink face.
Oh. I would.
Evil smile had the colons. Evil smile.
Had the colons?
Yeah, so like eek always has colons around it to be like eek.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. And oh, so there wasn't
smile.
An emoji. It was just they actually typed out evil smile.
Oh, yeah, with one word. Evil smile with the colons around
it. Yeah, yeah.
Cool Cruiser Wolfgang. "The wildest I recall being told, and I was told this, so this is totally secondhand, it could be wrong, all the furniture is removed from the main show lounge and it's filled with mattresses. It's called the playroom and you must be invited to participate on any given mattress." Eek! 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 That hurt me a little bit.
Wait, what? The show? There's
the playroom.
There's an entire playroom that the crew sets up for?
Allegedly secondhand information that even Wolfgang says might not be true. Cool Cruiser Maggie. Oh, I forgot about Maggie. Maggie's the one that fucks this all up.
Oh, no. Maggie,
Maggie brings it down.
What are you doing?
Maggie ruins the fun.
Maggie, please.
Let's just say she's a bigot.
Okay.
She calls everyone else a bigot.
I'll say it.
She calls everyone else a bigot because she says there's nothing wrong with being vanilla and stop. Actually, she said vanilla is the most bigoted term you could use. And I was like, that
yikes,
seems like
what?
An extreme term or extreme hill to die on here, but whatever. So this is Maggie's first comment. This is when she first arrives. If you only knew what the wreath on my front door meant. If you only knew. At first I thought this was like another country song.
Sounds
about
religious.
9/11.
Already.
I thought maybe that's where we were going, but it's not quite. If you only knew why we have nurses' clogs on our front porch. If you only knew why I park one car in my front driveway and one in my back driveway.
That sounds like a euphemism.
It does.
Okay, okay.
If you only knew why I plant tulip bulbs every fall.
Maggie, these are not sounding better. These sound... Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe Maggie just has more fun than everyone and it just came across like it was like too much. All these euphemisms.
We'll see. If you only knew why I wear Birkenstocks until November.
Okay, you're losing me now, Maggie. I can't make a euphemism out of that.
Yep. All signs of a wonderful home life. With two. Yes, count them, two. Very prominent wall decorations. With pineapples on them. Swingers, get over yourself.
What? Why? Wait, what does that mean?
Basically, I don't know.
Get over themselves.
So she starts to get really ticked off that swingers think they're high and mighty and they can take pineapples all for themselves, but no.
Yeah.
Maggie gets to keep her pineapples because everyone else is a bigot.
It's like that bigot on Twitter who said that gay people stole the rainbow from God.
Right,
God
exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And then
it's the same concept.
Yeah. And it's like, that should be something to be proud of, being able to like steal a rainbow from God. Like
it's actually like pretty fucking baller. Yeah.
Like gay people getting together and like stealing the rainbow.
That's pretty dope. And honestly, I feel like God would concede and be like, hell yeah. I didn't think you could do it, but like, whoa.
Good job.
Pretty damn impressive. So then some other lady came in and also ruined it by going on about how she didn't approve of the lifestyle. She thought this is how children would be corrupted, and wrote this whole weird role play situation of like, Kevin, oh, my mom hooked up with your dad last night. Really? I thought it was Mackenzie's mom. Oh, and I was like, do you really think this is okay? And all these people commented like, lady, I don't think any of that is how anything works.
Yeah, just stay out of their business.
Stay in your lane, right? Yes. And then she got like, wow, you are, all you swingers are awfully defensive of your lifestyle. And it just got really, like, awful. It just got awful.
I attacked you. How dare you defend yourself?
And then, okay, whatever. It just got like really bummer central for a while. Yeah. But I got to hand it to the cool cruisers because they really did pull it back from that negativity. Because most people were like, what are you doing? Like, stop.
We left Maggie at port.
We were having... They left her... They walk off the plank, Maggie.
Ooh!
Nah, that's a little too dark.
Get the brig. How about that? Just until the end of the cruise.
Lost and found for a few hours. We'll get you later. So then, cool cruiser Karen, who is now like my fave gal, she showed up. And...
Are you taking that slur back?
Should I call her Corinne?
Is that what's happening here?
I know. She's taking it back. Cool cruiser Karen defended swingers. She's like, I'm not one, but why does it matter if anyone else is one? And she's like, I have a bunch of LGBTQ friends. Like, it doesn't mean I'm offended that I'm not part of the light. I don't know. She went on like a nice, interesting rant and just made some very solid points. And then she said, you know, I wish Rick would join in because he is apparently famous on these forums for coming in and like getting the crowd all laughed up.
It turns out Rick hates swingers, though.
He's apparently hilarious. Okay. And then so Karen said, I wish he would show like join the chat here. He is going to be dragging all those innocents to hell in a handbasket. Loud cry.
Is that like screaming for him to show up?
Loud cry. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
And then cool cruiser Ray came back. He's the one, the fruit salad. And he said, it's easy to put an upside down pineapple in your cart if you prop it up in the corner. Not that I would know. Roll eyes. Halo.
Halo.
And there are emojis. Whoa. Like, you can use emojis.
Weird. I wonder if they, like, I don't know if there's an app or something, or on certain browsers it shows up.
Because if their emoji didn't work, it says emoji 53 in brackets.
Really?
Yep. So there are specific emojis that sometimes don't show up.
So maybe they use these emojis on other forms as well, and then it's, like, become common use to just use them on all the forums?
No, because they use it also for, like, pulls up bar stool and, like...
Yeah, true. It's just like, that's how Discord is. You put the colons and you put the emoji in the middle. But like, I don't know. If it's not showing up.
I've been on this for years and it doesn't seem to be like they have many other. It
sounds like they're strange people on this forum,
believe
it or not.
Some of them are really specific, like walks downstairs to avoid looking at husband or whatever. I don't know.
Who's that guy that didn't show up or that they wanted to show up?
Rick.
Did Rick show up?
He actually had already shown up, and someone's like, hello, go back to page 2. And I'm like, okay, we're on page 11.
Yeah.
And Rick had actually shown up and posted, he had said, good thing I didn't buy this at Kohl's 2 weeks ago. And it was like a stock image of a man wearing a pineapple suit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking he'd say something like, someone came up to me and said, is that a pineapple in your pocket or are you just a swinger?
Maybe you should get involved.
I should.
You might become the next Rick. You might replace Rick.
What if I just became a celebrity on... I don't even remember the Cruise Critic.
If Rick can do it?
I can't. I can't compete with that.
Can.
Yeah.
No. And now, so that was it for the forum. But now I wanted that to give you context for this review, which I think is most fitting for the challenge because it... The challenge originally said, like, they would subtly insinuate that this is what they were going to use it for.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just a magnet, a pineapple magnet. And this is a 5-star review by Kevin on Amazon of this magnet. And it says, perfect. Everyone loves it. Looks great on our cruise door.
Oh, I love that.
End of review.
I love that. That is perfect.
I was just like, wow, that... Full circle. And I also,
after all that context too, that's amazing.
And I learned so much, but honestly,
so
I have
all.
To hand it to them, because the Cool Cruisers took it and like went with it in such a fun and awesome and like open-minded way that I didn't totally expect.
Yeah.
And that's probably on me to be judging that way, but
if it's clear that it's like, if the bad apple is so clear that there's that one person
and everyone is like,
exactly,
get out of here.
That's a good sign of about the whole community.
Yeah, like you're ruining our good time. And it was not even at the expense of the swinger community. It was more just like, ooh, fun. I had no idea. Like, guess I didn't know what I was in for when I decorated my walls with pineapples last year. Oops.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing like harmful.
Yeah.
People who clearly were in the lifestyle and were like, yeah, that actually means something, but like no one's gonna harass you if you are wearing a pineapple shirt or whatever. So it was very interesting and for the most part very well spirited in 13 pages.
Jeez,
I didn't think it would go positive.
I mean, when you see that, you're probably expecting the worst. If you
I buckled
see that
up
many
for
pages.
A rough night.
Yeah.
It was good. So anyway, I had a good time with that. It was really fun, and I learned that it entirely does mean what it means.
Good to know.
If you are seeking, that upside down pineapple should do the trick. It sounds like these car magnets are a big hit.
You might have just like introduced some people
exactly.
to some information. That's great. I hope so too.
I'm hoping. And stickers, like even just subtle like symbol. You don't have to wear. There were some shirts that were like. Well, that's not subtle. It was like a pineapple humping another pineapple. And it said like, plays well with others. And I was like, okay, this is getting a little out of control.
I'd wear that. That's the only first one I'm like, yeah, that
and
I'd actually wear.
Wearing sunglasses. It was like really weird. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there were some tasteful ones that it's like.
Yeah, boring.
I feel like you could play that and kind of do
it. This might have ruined me now. I'm just going to like see all these people with pineapple stuff. And I'm just going to like. Come to conclusions.
I was like entertained by all the people who clearly like spend a lot of time at Home Goods who were like, well, look what I saw today, and it was like a pineapple dish rag. And then someone's like, look what I saw, and it was a pineapple cutting board. And I was like, okay guys, like Hilarious, I know, but I just thought they were so, had such a fun time with it in such a positive way that I was just very amused.
I wonder if Valerie at QVC has any good pineapple gear.
Ooh, she'd probably be not pleased to learn what it meant.
No, true.
Nope. She and Maggie probably wouldn't approve of the lifestyle, but, you know. Anyway, well, thank you, everybody. That's all I got for us.
That was really good. I like that. That's kind of exactly what I hope for. Just good informational session about...
Excellent.
About, I always want to say cruisers. Swingers.
Cruisers and swingers.
Cruisers and swingers.
Not to be confused or conflated, because they definitely don't necessarily go in hand, but they often do, apparently.
Yes.
Okay, so what is our theme for the next episode, for the following one?
Our theme comes from Taya. And yeah, this is going to be episode 134, 2 weeks from now. And it is reviews of Dick's Last Resort.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard of those?
Yeah.
I have never been to one.
Me neither.
It is, for those who don't know, it's a chain, according to Taya, by the way. It's a chain where the waiters are purposely rude to you. And every time that she's been there, there have been Karens mad about them doing their well-advertised jobs. Like, it's very clear.
The point.
That's the whole point of going there.
It has the word dick in the
name.
So,
yeah, we're going to be reading those reviews.
It's basically
see
they insult
find.
You. Is that the whole point?
I think it's, and they're just not nice.
Yeah, and it's like part of the whole experience. Okay, great. That'll be very interesting. So I have a challenge from Kendra, who says, and I'm hoping since it's summertime now that this is less like upsetting for anybody who's had this happen to them in either the spring or fall. Find a review of a college or university, or I guess just a school, where the reviewer is salty or upset about not getting in.
Oh, boy.
So I feel like there are probably some good ones with like great explanations of why they should have gotten in.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't.
Oh, boy.
So I'm curious to see what...
Yikes.
Who's going to defend themselves on the internet?
Yeah.
Yelp and Google.
Talk about, like... Wow, this is exactly the kind of people that we read things from.
Mm-hmm. And it could be anything like a program, like an art program or, you know, something more specific than just a school. But I have a feeling there might be some very defensive folks on the internet.
Ooh. We're also going to give you the theme and challenge for the week after that, because we're recording in these episodes two at a time.
For now.
So this is going to be released on the 30th. This is for episode 135,
but we're recording it.
But we're recording it in like a week from now when this episode's released. So we're recording it around the January 16th. So be sure to send in any reviews you have for these to beachtoosandy@gmail.com. What is our theme?
So our theme, we're going to stick to Pride Month since that'll be the last week of Pride Month and thus the end of any Pride. Just kidding. There's been a lot of stuff going around about like... Well, that actually fits directly into the theme. This is from Susie. Use she, her. Thank you, Susie. And she said, I thought it would be funny to read reviews of Pride merch. It's been a trend on TikTok to show the horrible Pride merch, and I'm sure there are reviews to match it.
Oh, yeah.
So there's been a lot of silly things corporations have done to try and...
It'll be nice, yeah.
At capitalize on Pride Month.
It'll be nice at the end of the month after things... After all of everything. The shit has gone down.
After all the TikToks have said their piece for us to kind of take a little peek at those one stars. So that is my review. I'm sorry, that is my theme.
Your challenge. This is from Sonia, she, her, Schieffer, who says, hello to the Peanut Princess and the Pecan Prince. which I think is new to me. I love it. Here's the challenge. Find a review of an attraction about a cryptid or mythical creature. For example, the Bigfoot Museum in Felton, California, or the Leprechaun Museum in Dublin, Ireland, in which the reviewer claims the attraction has inaccurate information about said mythical creature.
So, like, this mythical information is wrong.
Yes.
My mythical information is correct.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, that's great. That'll be an interesting episode.
And also suggested the use of Atlas Obscura, which, of course, is a...
Which I have here
something that
somewhere.
We are familiar with. So that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's a good place to look for these kinds of places.
Perfect. Well, I will do that. And until then, we can't wait for to hear from you. If you have anything to send, feel free. If not, no pressure. We'll still invite you to the episode. Don't worry. You can come.
We'll let you listen to
it. We'll let you listen.
Thanks in advance. Thanks for all the help for this week. And we'll talk to you soon.
We love you.
Bye.